What's going on, guys? It's Gamercade Podcast. Well, GCN's Gamescast now, episode 52. I'm your host, Chris Gillette. I'm along with Garth Moore. Garth, you're looking still. You're getting me worried like you froze or something there.
I'm not.
Okay, good. Anyways, it's me and Garth. You're probably surprised to see just us here.
This is not PlayStation and Pizza.
No, it is not PlayStation and Pizza. Sadly, it isn't.
I'm on the wrong show.
Yeah, you're sometimes you're on here, sometimes you're not. Usually on PlayStation and Pizza, but you are a part of GCN. Dallas is probably going to join us here soon. Last week, I wasn't on the show. Dallas hosted along with Julie and Brett, and Garth wasn't here. So now you're seeing two different people. So if you're new to the show and you're seeing us like, hey, where's everybody else? I usually host, and Garth isn't here on GCN's Gamescast, but he is on our other podcast, PlayStation Pizza. Anyways, we talk everything video games here. Garth Moore, the Sponge Belt, and I'm KZ Chris Gillette. So let's get it pumping, Garth. You play any cool games since the last time we talked? We've actually talked quite a bit this week about wrestling, video games and stuff like that. Really quick, I've had trouble with my PSN account.
What we talked about the most. That was the most depressing thing of it all.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's like, I don't know. I was playing my Vita at work for a start, and then I get a notification. Keep in mind, all of my devices are activated as me as the primary user. And I get a notification right in the middle of playing Resogun, right? I had just beaten a level, and I paused it for a second, and I was taking a drink of my soda or whatever, and I looked down, and it said I couldn't continue playing because my system wasn't activated. And it was a PlayStation Plus game, right? I got the Plus. So I couldn't play it unless it was activated. So I was like, okay, weird. I didn't think anything of it. And I go and I just reactivate it. And I go all along with playing it. Garth tells me. He's like, because he has my account on his PS4. And he's like, hey, man, games are locked from your account anyways. How does it look on your end?
So that's what happened. See, the thing is, I was able to play those games in the middle of the day. And then all of a sudden, they were on that. Yeah. Then later on that evening, the games were locked. I was like, "Wait, what the hell happened?" Like, so that explains it. Now it makes sense.
You know? Yeah. And the moral of the story is that my account had been hacked. Somehow, somebody got my information. I'm guessing this is exactly what happened. Unless someone's really trolling me, and had my information for the past or something of that sort. I'm not quite sure if that's the case. I don't think so. Because if someone was trolling me, they probably would have changed my PSN name, the real name and my picture or something to joke around. That hasn't happened. Thankfully, on my PSN, I know it's sad that the games are locked on your PS4, but for mine, it's I can play them right now, but I'm still worried for the future because anything could happen, and they could be locked. So I contacted Sony, and I obviously couldn't deactivate the accounts again because you can only do it every 6 months from the Sony Entertainment Network webpage. So they're like, oh, well, you have to send a request to get it deactivated, your account and or all the your consoles. And I was like, okay, sure. 24 hours later, it's denied because they're like, the reason why is because I can only deactivate 6 months. And I was like, what the fuck? I told them that my account could be compromised. So I contact them today. They're investigating, and they did tell me some kind of helpful news that on the 19th that someone had deactivated my devices. Now, I didn't go anywhere near that page and do so. So that's kind of creepy that someone just on my account doing all that. And then I also got some information that last year someone had tried to deactivate sometime in April. And I don't remember doing that. Last time I remember deactivating was, remember when Call of Duty Black Ops 3 came out? Yeah, that's around the time that I did it, when we were trying to play with Dallas and stuff like that. So, I don't know. It's weird, man. It's like maybe someone's tried to do it for a while now. Maybe a whole year, which sounds kind of creepy. So If you're out there, you're watching this, and you're part of that, just stop, please. Just quit. Leave me alone. I don't know if you're some creepy-ass person that's secretly in love with me. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Anyways, let's talk some video games. Garth, do you play anything as of late. I think you said you're on PS3, right, or something like that?
Lately? Yeah, yeah. Like before the mayhem and chaos started, I was playing Ratchet and Clank: Tools of Destruction, and okay. I was playing a little bit of Red Dead as well. But I quit playing Red Dead for a little bit because I wanted to focus more on Tools of Destruction because I'm towards the end of it. All
okay.
Ready. It's a long game too. It's about, you know, 15 to 20 hours.
Oh yeah, Ratchet and Clank, and that's a classic. At least from what I've heard. I haven't played that one.
At least if you're not searching for 100%, if you're gonna go for 100%, it's probably gonna reach you about 30 to 40 hours. But
100%ing the game, or that game doesn't have trophies, does it?
No, it doesn't. But you could still 100% it if you want, like get all the golden bolts and everything, which I'm not going to do.
Oh yeah, that's a tough thing.
But yeah, I'm doing that, and then you know when I was playing Red Dead the last time I did it, I got to. Made it to Mexico. What a great, because I beat the game before. I've already played it, but getting to Mexico was really the coolest thing in the world because everything was, you know, it looks like Mexico and everybody talks like the language. And it's great.
Right.
That's really about it. I mean, and then the crew, I got a couple more cars too, but other than that, that's really about it.
That's awesome. I mean, the crew is like, right now I actually don't have Xbox Live Gold, so I can't go on and play that free game, but that game seems like some game you could always just go back to and have a really good time.
Yeah,
just unlock cars and do definitely. Stuff. So how much more do you have to even unlock in there? I know you beat the main story, right? You still have missions to do.
Yeah. I've already beaten the game, but I'm doing a lot of faction missions and stuff.
Okay, so like you have and your own faction that you create, or is there certain factions you can pick in the game?
No, it's just you. When you play the story, you pick factions, but
okay, but yeah. Okay. See, I never had gotten that far, so
yeah.
But I will definitely have to remember that.
I got my soft signing bonus to like 73 grand a day, so I
get a lot of money. Holy shit! That's crazy. That's a lot. Yeah. You and our buddy Exorcist, who we play with, you play with him at all?
Yeah, we do.
Nice.
Actually, go ahead and tell us what you're playing. I gotta go do something for like two minutes. So go ahead and tell us whatever
one you're playing. Leave this for a second. myself, like I'm saying, I played some Resogun on Vita, which I'm actually super impressed with. I got that game a long time ago through Plus, and I had been playing it on the PS4 when the PS4 launched or whatever, and really enjoyed that game. Got to the last boss and ended up putting it down to play some of the other launch titles such as Killzone Shadowfall and stuff like that. So besides that, and putting it down later on, I say I've been playing Resogun on Vita right now for, I don't know, about 2-3 weeks or less. I've been picking it up at work when I'm on my breaks and stuff of that nature. And just picking up here and there, beating a level or two, having a good time, really. I really like how it feels on the Vita with the dual sticks, which is nice. Obviously, a game like that couldn't have been on PSP, which sucks because that would have been a great addition. But there were some nice games similar to that on the Vita. But besides that, there's a mobile game. Yes, a mobile game. I play some mobile games from time to time. I'm going to make sure actually what it's called. I don't get it mistaken. I seen an ad for it, actually, and usually ads don't attract me to games. It's a game called Rolling Sky. It's actually a pretty simplistic game, but it's very fun, such as most mobile games are pretty simplistic, my opinion. Rolling Sky, you tick your finger and you guide this ball. It's like a...
Hello there.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, you're back. All right, no, I was telling him, I talked about Resogun and stuff, how that game is impressing me on the Vita and how I'm still enjoying that. I'm on the last boss, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's actually right now still on the last boss as we speak. I hit the power button and I put it in sleep mode, so I can fire it up right now and keep fighting the boss. I'll probably do that tonight. I was told him I was playing this mobile game called, which I think you'd really like too, Garth, which is kind of frustrating because it's pretty tough. It's called Rolling Sky. It's a time killer. It's just use your thumb going back and forth, but you're this ball and all these obstacles are going on around you. It kind of, you remember that game? It was actually on PS3. It was a mini game. I purchased it. I think you might have tried it. A lot of people at the time were playing it and really enjoying it. Impossible Game. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that. But it is, I mean, it's a little more simplistic, but it gets more difficult as levels go on. Very fun. I recommend it. And I've also been playing two more mobile games, just Pokemon Go as usual. But 3D Mini Golf. I love Mini Golf. No matter what console it's on, if it's on mobile, PlayStation, Xbox, whatever.
Yeah.
Mini Golf games are fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. The courses are awesome. It actually has multiplayer, which is cool. You can connect to your Google Play friends, which is very nice. So been playing those, like, I don't know, mm-hmm. sitting around at home and I'm watching TV and just messing around on those or playing my Vita. Besides, I'm trying to think of a little bit of WWE 2K16 last night. Check it out. Guess what? Fighting Kevin Owens again at NXT Arrival and still no title match. I've beaten everyone on the roster, and I'm playing on the second hardest difficulty, so sometimes it gets a little tough, but I've gotten so good now. I know every control. I can pick them up, drag them, do whatever, flip them around, do every little thing in that game now.
Same repetitive bullshit where they kick out five times before they actually finally get pinned.
Right. Guess what? I got my stats up at a ridiculous spot already in the 80s, which I didn't expect, and I haven't even won the NXT title, but I'm 15 hours in. Tell me if I'm doing something wrong. I'm starting to accept every rival now instead of avoiding them to try to just, you know, push my way to Kevin. And I'm 15 hours and I haven't won a title? Are you kidding me? Fuck this, man. I am so close to just deleting that game. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what else was I going to say? I don't know. That game's pissed me off so much at this point.
Yeah.
Anything? Oh, Rocket League. I'm trying to stay away from that game. That game is so addicting. and I've just gotten better and better and better and better. Like, so. Anyways, that's it for me, really. Let me actually share this really quick. I'm going to share our Facebook page. I'm saying, come watch us live. Alright, cool. You know, I always felt awkward doing that during your show, like silent moments.
Oh, but yeah.
I learned from Greg and Colin. They don't give a fuck. They're sat there good, quiet for like 30
Colin
seconds.
Colin and Greg, sometimes I think that, like, when I'm listening to them, I feel like something, I thought my phone, like, stopped.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, the stream stopped, so I get up and check the play, and it's still going. I'm like, oh, it's just a
dead zone. Yes, yes. I've done that, man. I'm just like, wait, I'm at work. Usually I'm working busy and I got it in my ear and I'm really getting into it. And I'm like, wait, what? And here fumbling around like this. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? And then Greg's like, here it is. Welcome. We got a rider in. And I'm just like, what the hell? What the hell? but yeah, I love it. I love that show. We always shout them out. And this is the new PlayStation Pizza. You guys might be getting confused. All right. What do you say we get into some video game news? Some topics.
Let's do it.
All right, the topics of the show. We got some good ones. Garth, I know you're big. I'm going to start with a banger, which is the title of the show, which you guys can see up above or down below. Depends on what you're watching on. You're watching us live now. Audio version, you've already clicked on it. You know what it is. If it's YouTube, you're watching us now. It's above. Gamescast episode 52, it's the new Fallout TV show, Revelations. Garth hasn't even heard anything about the shit, and he's a big Fallout fan. I found out yesterday, I had this story ready to go. They announced it at Gamescom, San Diego Comic-Con 2016, exclusive first look they showed, the TV Revelations pilot. So I'm wondering if they actually showed the entire pilot episode. They're not really too detailed on that.
Is this going to be a... animated? Is it going to be a cartoon? Is it going to be a drama like an AMC show? Like, what kind of show is this going to be?
All right. So far, I haven't seen anything on it, but they have a teaser now that released a sneak peek of Fallout Revelations, a new live action, high production value fan TV series. There you go. It's no animated. It's live action.
Okay.
And it's high production. So it's like Walking Dead. It's like Game of Thrones high production, so that's gonna be
good.
All right, you can see part one of Fallout Revelations TV pilot. Mechanical Cake TV has the release sneak peek, so I'm guessing you search them on YouTube, somewhere like that. they don't have really any information than that. That's pretty much it. So, okay. Fallout. What are your thoughts though? What do you want to see? What do you want
to
see?
I'm looking forward to that. Like, I actually want to see some maybe in-game characters that, depending on where is this supposed to take place at? In California, in Nevada, or like where exactly is this supposed to take place in? Because if it takes place in a certain state of the states, right. I would want to see a character from that state from the previous games.
Yeah. Well, okay. What would you like to see? It's in Washington, right? DC. Fallout 3, right?
No, Fallout 3 was in DC.
DC,
New
right?
Vegas was in Vegas, obviously.
And then Boston.
This is my all-time favorite. I'd probably want it to be in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, and NCR and all that stuff, and the Caesar Legion and stuff. And
okay, what if it's all over? Would it bother you if it's all over the place, like? Shows
no, it wouldn't bother me.
Okay, well, no, see, I understand that if it was like that, and I was as big a Fallout fan as you are, I would actually be really excited if it was like that, showing DC. What would you like to? Would you like to see anything from the game though? Like, would you like to see first person at all, or not really?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Don't ruin it like that, because the movie.
Don't make it into a game. This is
right,
a show.
Exactly. Because I was gonna say,
don't make it look like the terrible Doom.
Right.
Movie with The Rock and have person at the end.
When it's like, that was actually the coolest part of the movie was
it,
the
it first was. Person. It actually was.
Yeah.
It was like reload.
Yeah. For me, I mean, I don't know, maybe played only like 40 hours of any Fallout game I've touched altogether of any of those. So I don't know. For me, I would like to see New Vegas. I think that's the coolest in my opinion so far. I think I would like to see that. I think each season should go
through
some of the games.
I want to see what the enemies would look like and what the gang members would be
right.
like. What gang members would they use? What enemy types would they use? I mean, I would want to see Deathclaws. They would probably do a CGI one, but
right.
still, I think that would be awesome.
But yeah, that would be so cool.
Do all kinds of enemies, like that'd be really cool. Big fire ants and scorpions and all that stuff. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hopa has like, when you see Deathclaws, you get terrified, especially if you're a low level and you don't have much.
Especially in New Vegas. New Vegas is horrifying.
What I've played of New Vegas, I've already enjoyed it more than Fallout 4, because what I've seen, I didn't play Fallout 3, but what I've seen, it just reminds me of like a reskin version in a way, kind of. I get that feel, and a lot of people say the same thing, and I haven't played much of 3. So
3, I think, is still better than 4.
Okay. And what about New Vegas? Like, you think it's right behind 3?
New Vegas is right above 3, then 3, then it's 4.
Okay. Nice. Out of all the modern ones,
I haven't played 1 or 2.
Okay. All right. I have 2.
So hopefully that sounds a lot of possibilities, a lot of interesting things that can happen there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Maybe
for
new
sure.
characters. Maybe new. I would like to see some that were in the previous games in this series, like Cass and EDE and Boone and all that stuff from New Vegas. I hope to see some real life companions in the series. I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, yeah. And you know that Bethesda's pumping money into this new Fallout Revelations TV show, because think about, I don't know, how well Fallout has sold, especially Fallout 4 is kind of like past expectations. So you know they're going to be pumping money into the show.
I have a feeling you are going to want, unless if they have anything to do to do with this show, it's only going to be Bethesda's games. Like,
right.
Bethesda treats New Vegas like it doesn't even exist. It's like the Crispin Wall to them. Like, it doesn't exist. So, I don't think that we'll see anything like New Vegas related. Because Obsidian did that game. So, I think that they want to do anything. Bethesda's going to want to put themselves over, because they got a ego. So they want to put over their characters that they made.
Right, for sure. So,
which I would understand, but I would also not like that much. I mean, it'll still be cool regardless.
For sure, yeah. I know. I'm excited, though, to see where it goes. And hopefully if this does well, that other studios will see that. And instead of making movies that are usually shitty, take video games
and turn them into TV really shows.
So much better. Yeah. You get so much
like
more
content. Like if they ever do a Mass Effect movie, don't do a movie. Do a TV show, because Mass Effect can actually be a really great TV show.
Mm-hmm. That could pay off really well.
I could see Mass Effect being a show.
Oh yeah, I could too. Could probably remind me a little bit of Firefly and stuff like that. All right, moving on. I got two little quick bits of news, the quick hitters. Garth, you mentioned one to me earlier about Darksiders, which I'll get into in a second. But real quick, much smaller one. It's No Man's Sky won't require PlayStation Plus to play online. So if you're and still not a PlayStation Plus subscriber, which a lot of you aren't, and it's not for me. I really don't play online. So if you're looking forward to No Man's Sky, it is online connected. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to come across anyone, but it is always connected online, sadly. But it's a ever-evolving universe, so I guess you can expect it in a online type of game. But anyways, Bizarre writes one of the more pressing questions surrounding No Man's Sky, and it's imitatingly large virtual universe, whether or not the game needs to be played online, or if it does, whether you need PlayStation Plus account to utilize its features, which you don't, which is cool. So, Garth, I don't know if you've seen some of the new trailers for No Man's Sky. Holy shit, there's a bunch of shit they showed.
Finally showed combat. I mean, they showed combat a long time ago.
Right.
They actually show a gun and you doing stuff. Right.
Yeah, like the mining gun, and I seen like combat where you're fighting mechs, you're fighting wildlife, you're fighting in the sky. What else did I see? I seen like all kinds of upgrades, upgrading your suits, upgrading your ships, and it looks fucking a lot. I think there's more that they're hiding from us because apparently there's screenshots going around of communicating with alien life and learning their language and even feeding them weird objects, and they're becoming your friends. So
cool. Yeah.
I don't know. I think this game is going to be actually. I know a lot of hype is surrounding this game, which could kill it and be disappointing. But I honestly think that No Man's Sky, from what I've seen as of late, like the new trailers and stuff like that, yeah. I really think that we're going to get something fucking spectacular. All right. Next quick hitter of news that I got is something short. Nordic Games is actually, well, this isn't actually quite confirmed from what I've read into. Nordic Games announced Darksiders Remaster for PS4, Wii U, which is surprising.
Wii U's getting some attention finally.
It's getting some dark love.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wii U's getting some dark love, some Darksiders love, and Xbox One as well. This was posted by GamePulse 2016. They went on to say it's actually Hispanic, so they translated some. Founder of the studio has reportedly confirmed a remaster of Darksiders being developed for Wii U, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, like I said previously. This comes as no surprise because we've already got Darksiders 2, Definitive Edition, because you play as Death. And Darksiders 1, you play as War. If you don't know what that game is, it's very much so like Zelda, God of War inspired, mixed. Maybe some other hack and slash type of games. But it's very, very good. And I don't know why they didn't just take this and put it with Definitive Edition. So
they might come out with a pack.
So you know what we usually do? We do this on PlayStation Pizza, but I'm going to do it here. When you miss out on a game and putting it in your Definitive Edition and you're selling it separately, I'm guessing it's going to get a digital-only release. You know what we do, Garth. We play the sad trombone and we shake our heads. We did Mexican a place
the Mexican trombone.
Yeah, exactly. And the article was in Spanish, which had to be translated. Oh, perfect. But anyways, we did a PlayStation and pizza spot on the Gamescast. Awesome.
Yeah, we did.
All right.
It's taken over.
Yeah,
it's taken over.
It's the PMP takeover. Yeah. All right. We talked a little bit of this on PlayStation Pizza, which we're just talking about, which you guys can go check out. You guys can go over to Gamescast dot gamescast. Oh my gosh, here came that. Gamercade.squarespace.com. Click on the podcast tab, PlayStation Pizza, and Gamescast. You can play it from there, download it from there, switch episodes from there, like it from there, follow us from there, all that good stuff. And we much appreciate it. All right, we talked a little bit about Dead Rising Remastered. I was hoping Dallas would be here, but he's late. Possibly won't be here for the episode. But anyways, Garth, a little bit more info came out that Dead Rising Remastered is not getting developed internally by Capcom. I'm guessing they don't have the funds for this. Or maybe they do, but they don't have the funds to hire like their own employees or maybe pay anybody extra to do this internally. Man. Do you think it's going to be bad? Like,
hard times for Capcom.
Right? Man, look at them trying to shovel out the Resident Evil games to make some extra cash,
They're in desperate times right now. They're taking all the IPs that they have. They're taking all IPs they have, and they're just trying to, you know, milk. I guarantee this. What's will happen. Asura's Wrath HD or Asura's Wrath Remastered.
I hope for that because I did not get to play that game. I did not get to play that one.
Yeah.
So I hope that happens.
Asura's Wrath will happen. Will happen. That's my prediction.
Next thing you know, we're going to see every single Mega Man game, not in the collection, the 3D ones, everything remastered. Mega Man Legends, Mega Man Legends X. Yeah. Anyway. But anyways, getting more details on this. I want to ask you before I do that, what do you think this is going to end up like Batman? Like these studios that aren't internally, sometimes they don't get the ins and outs, maybe, of how the game works or how the development worked on this game or the console input, like the insides of the console, maybe they don't know how workarounds. You think it's going to be fucked on release? Or you think it's going to be a good...
No, just quick thoughts. I actually don't. You know why? Because Dead Rising 1 is like 10 years old.
Right.
So that game actually probably looks pretty bad. Right. So I think any kind of remastered, even if it's a crappy one, is a positive. Because looks better. Now, for the 2009 one, Dead Rising 2, or 2010, whatever year it came out, that one's different because it's a little bit newer and fresh.
Right.
But I do think that I think this one won't be the case because these games don't really look all that great anyways. So any slight little upgrade is an upgrade. And plus, if you can get the 60 frames, I think that's all that matters to me.
Yes.
Remasters.
So. Okay. I think Blue Point Games set the bar for remasters with Uncharted, especially Uncharted 1, Drake's Fortune, because they did so much with the detail, outfits, the environments.
The Metro games as well. Those games look completely different. My huge facelifts.
Did Blue Point do those?
No, it wasn't Blue Point. I'm just saying, like in general, for like a remaster.
Yes.
Like that's a beautiful game to.
Oh yes, that is amazing. That is a perfect
example. Two completely different games.
I remember our buddy. James Gorson was watching me stream it, and he was like, "Oh, I have Metro 2033 already," and he's like, "I play it on PC," and I booted up the Redux, and he's like, "Holy shit, this is like this looks nothing like a remaster, nothing." I was like, "It looks
like two different games."
Yeah, yep. Metro Last Light engine with 2033, and I'm happy I'd never played that on 360. I was like, "Oh man, I gotta put that in my 360 collection." I heard that's a underrated game. Played the Redux. Glad I never touched the old one.
That was on the flash sale a couple weeks ago. They had it for $7.99 a piece for each game, and if you wanted to buy both, it was $7.49. So that was like the worst.
buy them together.
You're better off cheaper. Buying together is 50 cents cheaper.
That happens all the time. What the hell are they doing? But we'll read a little bit more info if you're sitting here waiting on the Dead Rising info eternally. All right, the remasters of Dead Rising, Dead Rising 2, and Dead Rising 2 off the record for PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4 is not in charge of Capcom, according to information from the official website of Xbox that revealed the release date for the 13th of September. I wonder if that falls on a Friday the 13th. I don't know. That'd be a cool date. According to the information, game is in charge by the Polish studio Qlock. That's Qloc, who worked for DMC Devil May Cry on the current platforms for Dead Rising 2. Dead Rising 2 off the record, which will probably use basic versions of the PC. Mercenary Technology is responsible, who worked on God of War 3 remaster. Awesome, that was a great remaster. That's sounding a little bit more of a brighter future. And the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 versions of Call of Duty Black Ops 3. So I don't know much about that one.
Yeah.
That game looked terrible anyways. Jesus.
What game?
Call of Duty Black Ops 3 for PS3 and 360. Holy shit, that game looks...
Yeah, it looks... Wow. Oof.
Remember they're for like Russian...
It's still not... I tell you what, it still doesn't look as bad as the Shadow of Mordor on PS3 and 360. Terrible looking games.
It's really funny. It's really funny you mentioned that. I had a buddy of mine. I hadn't talked to him in a while. He's talked to him all the time, worked with him and everything. A buddy of mine, Chris. And he was like, hey, man, I have a question. I know you're a big gamer, and I don't know much about the technology and in and outs of a console. He's like, I have a PlayStation 3. And he's like, I got Shadow of Mordor. And he's like, is it normal that it's running like shit? Yeah, the frames are so bad. It looks terrible. And he's like, and I really want to play this game. I heard anything but good things. And I was like, man, it's simple. The PS3, it's just struggling with Shadow of Mordor. That game looks outstanding. The game is great. The systems in that game are even amazing, by the way. It's time to upgrade.
The way you need to play.
I need to check out. But I know a lot about the game. I've heard nothing but good things. So I was like, it's time to upgrade, man. And he was like, thanks a lot. He was like, next week, I'm upgrading to the PS4. I was like, awesome. You can't go wrong playing it on PC or Xbox One or PS4. It's a great game. But do not play PS3 or 360 versions. No. Sadly, it's not for them.
No. So. Same for Black Ops 3 and whatever.
But yeah, let's hope these... I only really care for Dead Rising, the original, especially being able to play it on PS4. And that was an exclusive to Xbox 360. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's crazy. All these years later, it's finally coming over to PlayStation. That game was exclusive for the longest time, you know?
Right, I wonder if Capcom got in a circle and huddled. They're like, all right, guys, we have to make more money. We have to put this on the PlayStation console finally. I know Microsoft's going to be pissed, but we have to do it. We need to milk this shit.
That's got
to
be a future topic of the show. Is Capcom doomed?
Is Capcom doomed? All right, next topic, I say the best for last. My best for last is Sonic Mania. Got announced. New Sonic game finally announced by Sega. Sonic Mania for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. There's also a 3D title that's very similar to Sonic Colors and Sonic Generations. Same developers that did those games, so if you enjoy those, don't worry. You're going to get the best of both worlds. They do have a trailer. It's called Project Sonic. You guys can go check that out on YouTube. It's a real quick short. Looks awesome. Has the original Sonic and the new Sonic in it. There's not much between them, except the original Sonic's a little smaller, and he has black eyes, not green eyes, and the back of his pokey little spikes are... there's not as many, so you can easily tell them apart. But Sonic Mania, which I'm looking forward to, they had a live stream. This also came from San Diego's Comic-Con, which a lot of stuff came from that show I didn't even expect. So that's good. Yeah. Fallout TV show, Sonic Mania, Project Sonic. Anyways, during a live stream dedicated to the 25th anniversary of Sonic franchise, Sega finally announced the much-rumored and teased new next game in the series. The new game is titled Sonic Mania, and it'll come in spring 2017 for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. It'll be a new 2D Sonic game combining the classic experience of the new stages, three playable characters which include Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails. Original stages will also be included, but with a new twist. It's a collaboration between Sega, Christian Whitehead, Headcanon, and Pagado West Games. There actually took studios that... I meant to tell you this too, Garth, earlier before we started, but you guys will want to hear this too. They took studios that really enjoyed Sonic and wanted to show their passion for Sonic. So they went all around, Sega went all around asking studios what they wanted.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they should have been.
Because obviously Sega doesn't have it anymore. Yeah, Sega doesn't have it anymore. No. They've done as much as they can. So
Sega is the Vince McMahon of the gaming industry. They're out of touch.
That's true. We'll see what happens, though. but Pagado West Games is the last studio. You can check out the first trailer on YouTube. You guys can go search that now. But if you fancy something a little more modern, also they showcased the first trailer, like I mentioned earlier, codenamed Project Sonic 2017, a fully new experience by the Sonic team. So if you're a fan of the 3D Sonics, which a lot of you are, more the modern-day Sonic fans, if you want something more along the lines of Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2, this is going to be the place for you to go. It's going to be very similar, like I said, to Sonic Colors and Sonic Generations. I did not play Colors, heard great things. I think it's only exclusive on the Wii. So,
Do you think this will get a Vita Pro?
It's funny you say that because I was really hoping for that earlier, but we never got a port of Sonic. Not. Sonic, I mean, 4 though. We never got Sonic 4 Episode 1 or 2 either. So. But then again, who knows? No. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see how it happens.
For I think Sega they should cash in on this. They should release the first four Sonic games, like Sonic 1, 2, 3, and 4, you know, Episode 4. Right. Release that in a pack, a bundle, and sell it for like 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah, on the Vita or something, or anywhere. PS4. Anywhere, yeah. Yes, I would be all over that. I do have Sonic 2, I think, and Sonic 1 on PSN, PS3. Which I've actually been thinking about going and downloading. I have Sonic Adventure as well too. I never beat that game. I kind of got lost. Very easy to get lost.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But it is a very
there's a lot of areas, a lot of places to walk. By the way, speaking of Sega, did you hear about this? Is more news. Did you hear about Sega's response to the mini NES? They are also coming out with their own.
Yes, they're actually reproducing it.
They got a Sega Master. They are. This was already out.
This was
not brand new by any means. It's been out for a long time. You could have bought these things at like Food for Less. That's how like
or like CVS or Walgreens or something like that.
Or like a Big Lots.
Right.
Or Big Lots. I seen them at Big Lots.
But this thing has a cartridge slot on the Genesis.
Yeah,
by the way.
Could use cartridges.
You just
that your games. Now that is Sega's answer.
Yes.
To Nintendo saying screw you, you could actually use cartridges for this.
What is that? What is the handheld device again? Which one is that?
The
it's not the Game Gear.
No,
but it's similar. Isn't it the
Mega Drive or something like that?
Mega Drive, but that is cool. I don't know if there's a slot in the back for the Mega Drive games, which would be awesome.
We're having a Sega Nintendo War in 2016. Can you believe that?
It's so cool. Wouldn't it be cool if Sega had
their old and it's their old consoles. It's not even their new.
Wouldn't it be cool if Sega re-aired their Sega Does What Nintendo commercials, but they had the new version, the slim versions of their consoles? And it shows like the stores it's available. That would be so cool. Reliving the classic days. Really quick, Garth. Before I go into the game releases, and then we'll get out of here. I wanted to know, what is the most anticipated game this month or coming up soon? Not like months and months away, but like something that you might possibly get. Are you looking forward to another flash sale?
Honestly, looking for another flash sale. Just,
I don't blame you.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
it's really, that time of the year.
I don't really look forward to like new games. I just like whatever I see on sale. That's pretty much it. Like the past 10, probably like the past 5 games I've got. Or have all been on sales,
right?
You know, so like, I've Uncharted, you know, but like they've all been on sales. So I'm just gotta wait for these sales, or not even just flash sales, but just PSN sales in general.
Right. Yeah.
A few weeks ago, they had The Last of Us for $7.99. Now I already have that, but it's still awesome that it's that cheap.
Oh man, you know? Can you imagine how many people swooped that up and probably playing the shit out of the online? I thought about so many times re-downloading it and playing the online and giving it a shot on PS4.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a game I am anticipated for is Riptide GP
No Man's Sky.
Renegade, Vector Unit, they did Riptide GP2, which is on, and they did Beach Buggy Racing. But I didn't know this till they also did, the reimagining of Hydro Thunder Hurricane, which I have on Windows 10, and it's on Xbox 360 as well. But that game, I love Hydro Thunder anyways. But man, have you seen the trailer yet, Garth? I think I've asked you already, but
I've seen screenshots.
Yeah, it's looks better. The tricks are insane. There's levels that have massive vert ramps, and you just see like people flying, doing tricks, flying over each other, racing. It looks so cool, and it reminds me so much of Hydro Thunder, and the music is cool. And it's got multiplayer this time, 8-player multiplayer. It's got more customization to the colors, the helmets, everything on your character, and Vector Unit or whatever they call those, or jet ski type things. So anyways, looks awesome. It comes out this week, actually. So hopefully...
For how much?
I don't know. Actually, I didn't see a price, but I'll have to...
I'm sure it'll be more.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be more than the other one, because this is actually going to have some multiplayer, finally.
And so. this is also on mobile again, but it isn't a mobile port. It's actually built
from the ground up. So it's a brand new build. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. So it's a new engine. It's running on PS4, Xbox One, PC, which is awesome, and it's on Android. I'm not sure. I don't see anything on iTunes yet, but I was going to say something else. I can't remember. But anyways, that is the game I'm looking forward to. I'm guessing it'll be somewhere around like $15-$20. Hopefully, I get my account stuff situated by then.
Yeah, I know.
Because that would be fun, especially
you could. That would be cool. Me and you could play that. That'd be fun.
And hopefully, it's actually addicting and good, and all the unlocks are fun because I can see myself. Play
the other one, it was fun, but like it seemed a little bit more slower paced. I expected that game to actually be pretty fast paced, but it was actually like a little bit slower.
Not only that, but it was actually
pretty hard as well.
Yeah, very difficult.
Yeah, pretty hard.
And if this has multiplayer and people actually play it and have a good time, I might play that more than I do the single player.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay.
One more thing. Can I speak on a topic?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure, man.
All right. So this is this is something that me and Exorcist the other night was speaking about.
Okay.
And you know, me and him, we're pretty concerned. And when I tell you this, you might be concerned as well. Battlefield 1. All right. I'm really concerned about this game now. I've seen gameplay.
Okay.
And it looks like Hardline. Like the guns hardly have any recoil when they shoot. And what's awful? I heard this news. Me and Exorcist were just like, what? What the fuck? Tickets. You know how when you kill people for the tickets?
Right, yeah.
They, like, you actually, you know.
To try
to win and everything.
Okay.
Kill people and capture flags. Well, guess what? Now, killing people does not eliminate tickets anymore. Okay. It's just flags. So it's like you can't like do epic comebacks or anything. Like say if you're down, we can't be like, hey, try to get as much kills as you can because we need to come back.
Right.
Plus get flags. So. It'll take all that away. They're just doing the flags now.
Wow.
So that's really, really, you know, pretty ridiculous. And check
this
out.
That's terrible.
And check this out as well. You can take down a tank with a sniper.
You know what we have to do for this? You can take down a tank with a sniper? Okay, I don't know if the tank... I know tanks have weak points, but with a sniper?
I've watched... Yeah, definitely. I watched gameplay. He shot it three times. Boom, boom, it blows up. Like
just where did he shoot the tank at? I'm just curious.
He shot it just anywhere. Like and if you shoot it in the back, it does more damage, obviously.
Right.
But still, and it wasn't actually a actual sniper. It was like a add-on to your sniper to make it thing. But still, did this ever happen in World War One?
Well, it is a video game, but I mean,
it doesn't really.
Armor piercing rounds or something, but I mean, it's a tank, man. Now, I understand if there's a gas thing hanging on the back or something, you shoot that now, that might cause some damage, but not just shooting the tank with armor piercing rounds or now, if they're explosives or something, then that might be different, but I'm not sure. But from what I'm hearing,
I mean, we haven't played the game yet, so I know it's you guys are shooting, I'm shooting on the game before it even comes out. I'm just
you're worried.
I'm just concerned about it. I'm just telling everyone what I'm expecting, it's not good. I'm not expecting good things from it anymore from what I've seen. Now, I'm still excited for this, and I want to play the beta. The beta will probably sell us all, right? Usually they all do.
Oh,
so,
yes,
usually. I mean,
not the Battlefield 4 beta on PS3 at the time. Jesus Christ.
Definitely not. but that's awesome. But overall, though, I mean, that's all I wanted to say about that. That was a same thing that I was going to bring up probably on PlayStation and Pizza, but since we're on here, I brought it up on here. Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. I'm glad you can make it, and it helps because I could have been by myself tonight. But Dalcy's out and about. Looks like he's not going to make it without seeing the show. You know, you should have been like Eli Drake. You should have came out and should have been like, I think you just saved the day, my friend. I think
because I was like,
Julia has started doing that lately. So I was thinking, as soon as you get the topic, I think that just threw me off. I was like,
I'm like, he's about to close the show. I better remind him that he didn't do the releases.
Thank you so much. Really quick, really quick. Only two physical releases this week. Not getting into the digital. I'm getting into just like mainly like what's going to be coming physical here on the Gamescast. But on PlayStation Pizza, you guys can go check out all the digital and physical releases coming to all the PlayStation devices. If we do have a Xbox podcast, that will be sometime in the future, and you guys can get that. Or you can go over to the Major Nelson's blog for the Xbox stuff and go check that out. Yeah. But the two releases... the two releases that are coming out is Fairy Fencer F Adventure Dark Force, which is a RPG. I think that's on, I want to say.
Don't be such a fairy.
Yeah, I think that's on the Oculus 4. That's only a PlayStation release that I'm sure of. Let me make sure.
PlayStation Pizza's taking over. This is only a PlayStation release. We are taking over.
You know what? I'm going to actually just, since this is the end of the month, I'm just going to name off all of the releases for this month, which is not very many. Next for the 25th, which is today, this Tuesday. No, wait. These are Monday. These are Monday releases, which is really weird. Nero, Nothing Ever Remains, Obscure.
Brother Nero's.
These also might be physical versions, so they might come out later than the digital. But yeah, the Brother Nero game, Nero, Nothing Ever Remains, Obscure. I heard good things about this game.
Delete.
All right,
delete the game.
The next game, finally getting a release on Xbox One, which is a pretty damn good game. I have not played the Encore version. MX vs. ATV Supercross Encore finally makes its debut on the Xbox One.
It's weird. Like, why did it take so long to come on Xbox? Like,
I
weird.
Think maybe Sony might have had some like time.
Maybe, I don't know. Who
That's
knows?
One of those middleware games we did talk about on the PlayStation Pizza.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters, the new one, which is actually doing terrible on Metacritic at a 29, and on Gamefly is doing a 2.6 out of 10. Not looking good. It's a top-down Ghostbusters game on PS4 and Xbox One. Resident Evil 5, which a couple people in our Facebook group went and purchased Resident Evil 5 for Xbox One and PS4, came out on the 11th of this month. Carmageddon Max Damage on PS4 and Xbox One. It's already been on PC for a while. Not doing too good either. I've heard some bad things.
Yeah, not doing too good. Probably average, pretty average reviews, like fives and sixes.
I might check that out someday. I'm not sure. But that came out on the 6th. And Romance of Three Kingdoms released on the 6th as well. And Rocket League Physical Edition, Collector's Edition, came out physically. So that's cool for PS4 and Xbox One. And that is your releases for July of this month, which is about over, so I just went ahead and read them all off to you. That doesn't include digital games for PlayStation consoles or Xbox One. Like I said, if you want to go get the digital releases, you can go over to Major Nelson's blog. If you want to get the digital releases for PS4 or all the other PlayStation devices, go to us.blog.playstation.com. All right, this has been GCN's Gamescast. This is episode 52. I'm along with Garth Moore, the SpongeBob, myself, Christian Ladd, always your host. Conversation does not have to end here. You can go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/gamercade, and go join the conversation. A lot of good stuff going on today over there. I had a good time chatting with a couple people. That was fun. I think Caden, I can't remember who it was, asked a question, what game had made you tear up or cry? There was a lot of good responses, a lot of back and forth between people, which was very cool.
Yeah, we should talk about that for a second.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about that? Like, what made us cry? Okay. I had made a saying that, you know, no game really has made me cry, but the ending to Uncharted 2, like, you know, towards the end, you know, I got chuckled up, which I think I know what part you think I'm talking about, right?
You know, on Uncharted 2, I'm trying to think what part would have got me like that on Uncharted 2.
With Elena.
Okay, Elena. For some reason, it's not ringing a bell. I'm trying to think of Uncharted 2.
Do you want me to say the ending?
Just go ahead. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, anyways, like, she gets hit with a grenade and she almost dies.
Oh, you're talking about the Finn part when Finn killed himself at
So Elena almost, she gets hit by that grenade. She almost dies, and so you know, so the screen goes black. You don't know yet. So they go to the village, which is probably the best multiplayer map Uncharted's ever had. The village, But anyways,
started to multiplayer.
You go to the village, and she's there. She's like barely alive and everything. And she survives. And oh, I was like, oh, tears of joy. Oh, she's actually alive. She's not dead. So that's really the only time I got chuckled up. So yeah, that part was pretty touching for me, because I was pretty happy and I liked Elena and I wanted her to live. And also that part in where that mother and daughter got burnt. That was pretty sad, actually. I didn't cry, but I got choked up and I teared up. I was like, oh, man, that's bad. That's sad, you know. Yeah.
All right, I think we might have had some trouble. I'm sorry there. Garth was talking. There you are.
We almost made it to the whole episode.
No, guess almost. What happened? That was my fault. My mic, I unplugged it, right? Yeah. I unplugged my equipment. I was like, oh, I'll just plug it back in. You're talking. I plugged it back in, and I couldn't hear you. I just seen you moving, talking. And I was like, shit, okay. So I right-clicked the video, and I reloaded it. So I could not hear you. I was like, no. And you couldn't. I was talking too. I never unplugged my mic or nothing, just my headset. So I still couldn't hear you. But okay, go on. What were you saying?
Where did you actually
stop? Oh, I heard almost everything. I heard you through my monitor. So you're good.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, the part through Spec Ops the Line, also another game.
Oh, yes.
Where the mother and the daughter, they actually show, and it's just like, wow, this is pretty sad. You know?
That game
like,
was, yeah, tough.
But really, other than that, I mean, I didn't get choked up with the Last of Us. But don't get me wrong, I did find that part very sad. But I didn't cry, though.
I still, to this day, I don't know. I think it's – there's something about that. And now that I have a daughter on the way, if I watched that, it would be even more tough on me. I'd be like, man, that's pretty tough. That gets me for some reason. For me, besides The Last of Us – I just recently played Gone Home, and that story was.
How'd you like that? Yeah, I never asked you because.
Yeah.
I never asked you about that.
I actually was on, which you guys can go check out an episode of ours on the Sky Matrix Gaming and GCN crossover on their show, which you guys can go check out skymatrixgaming.com. I'm on their episode. It's like 42 or something like that. But anyways, I talked about Gone Home. They said, well, what one game you've been playing? And I was like, I actually beat Gone Home last night. And that was like 2 weeks ago now or less. But I started playing it, and Sam and Lonnie, which awesome characters. I really like their story. You never get to meet them. You're always reading. The sister of Sam. And you get to read all of her like entries and everything in her journal telling her sister where she had gone. Don't want to spoil anything because that it just came to consoles not too long ago. So, but on PC it's been out a while. But that story was very touching. It was more of like not just what happened to her, but it was more of like the Fulbright art. I think it's Fulbright Studios. They sent a message saying like, learn to be yourself. Don't let people tell you to be something you don't want to be. Which I thought was a very kind of good message. Like, you know, don't. If somebody's really upset with you or telling you whatever you're going through is a phase and you know it's something that's going to stick with you and that's who you are. Like, for instance, we're gamers, Garth. And if someone tells you, oh, you're a kid, you need to grow up. Video games are always going to be a part of our life. And whether they like it or not. So you can tell them to just shove it and just be yourself, you know?
Yeah, it's a hobby. It's entertainment, you know?
All right, it's
just like when someone tells you that wrestling is fake. Yeah, it's fake, but so is all the shows and movies that you like and watch as well, you know?
Right, exactly, yeah. So, you know, they sent out a good message, and I really think that people should really listen to it. And if you haven't I didn't know if I was really going to like that game as much. Really
good. I know. It's not my type of game, but I liked it.
Yeah, you know, I found myself to the
point where I
kind of wanted to rush sometimes, just because
the
pace was a little too slow for me. Yeah, but no, once I hit that ending, I was kind of like, "Wow!"
Did you get actually creeped out some of the air? Like, because I thought something was gonna like jump out.
Well, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but there's a hidden area in the wall, and I clicked on an item, and the light bursted behind me, and I was like, "Did you get that?"
I don't think so.
See, I didn't get it, but I kind of got to a part where I almost got stuck, and I went around the house searching, and I found this item.
I got stuck plenty of times. I had to walk. Right. I had to.
And I walked around, and I seen an item, and it's near the dad's office, and the wall opens. So I went in, and I seen an item that I didn't see before. I clicked on it, and the light broke. And I remember hearing Sam stories about the old owner possibly being a ghost there and then messing with the Ouija board and everything. So I was like,
I seen the Ouija board.
That was cool. Yeah, that was hidden in the wall.
How did you like all the references? Like, there's a bunch of references to bands that actually, like, real life bands exist. Right, they have SNES cartridges. They have a ton of cool stuff. They have the Misfits and all that stuff. Yeah. If you actually look at the cable guide. Look at thing. It actually shows real life TV shows and channels like X-Files, TNT, and all that. That's really cool stuff. I thought that was really great. You don't ever see that in games,
right? And it's always fantasy stuff. They had cassettes and all that stuff. Well, see, they also went for the '90s approach. It was set in the '90s, which I think was really cool.
Like you were in the '90s too, with all these posters of bands and stuff at that time. They captured the atmosphere great. Captured the atmosphere great. They did.
It's outstanding.
A lot of the thing, and I think that's for this only taking place in such a small area. They were able to put the budget towards that kind of stuff.
Right. Yes.
And I think that kind of helped the game out, because if that stuff didn't really have that in there, it kind of would have took the experience away from me a little bit. Right, yeah. I'm kind of glad that they actually added that stuff in there, because you don't really see that. And like the music, they had their own songs from the
whatever bands performed. Awesome. That was cool.
It really sounded like they were performing their song in a garage or something. Like, it was awesome. Cool, sound effects are amazing.
It's so good. Yeah,
it sounds pretty good.
It does. So I'm looking forward to Fulbright Studios next release, which is called Tacoma, which is set in space, and I love everything that's like in space. I love that shit. That's gonna be really cool, and I have faith in them, especially after playing this game. If you haven't checked it out, be sure to do so. All right, Garth, let's shut it down. Let's get out of here. Didn't get to join us. Julie, you're not here. Brett, we miss you guys. Wish you could join us. Maybe episode 53. We'll see what happens.
PlayStation and Pizza took over.
Yeah, I did this episode. It's a takeover. If you guys do want to go check out PlayStation Pizza, like I mentioned before, and I will do again, I will plug it. It's gamercade at squarespace.com. Go over, click on all of our info. You can find all our social media and stuff over there. But if you don't want to do that, you got our Twitter at gamercade1986. Hit that follow button. Check out what we're doing over there. You can go to our YouTube, which are you watching live now? Are you going to watch the video later? You can hit that subscribe button. It would help us, definitely keep us motivated to make more content. You can check us out every week, PlayStation and Pizza. I think we're going to try to move that, if you're available, Garth, Tuesday nights and upload it to Wednesday.
All right.
So we'll see how that works out. And then every Sunday evening or Monday, going into Monday, you guys can check out GCN's Gamescast, which is here right now. If you guys want to go to our Facebook page, conversation doesn't have to end here. Facebook.com, just like we're talking about before we got into that last topic, which we didn't expect to do. But more of that, more of those conversations. Facebook.com/groups/gamercade. What's up, Garth?
Want to say something? All right. So now you can actually officially end the show. You see, you ended this. You were going to end the show. Luckily, I saved the show. I am the real MVP here. You don't get me any respect, damn it. I'm kidding.
No. I told you. I said you saved it. Definitely saved the show.
No, but anyways, SpongeBob for PSN, for Instagram, for YouTube, all that great stuff. And of course, Twitter as well. So yeah, that's really about it.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely. what I was going to say. Oh yeah. We have a Tumblr now. A Tumblr and an Instagram. Well, we had Instagram for a while, but we're keeping them more active. Instagram, if you guys are going to go check that out. Tumblr, which we post quite often for each episode and some other things like that. So if you guys want to go over there and comment stuff, maybe we'll read your stuff on the show. If you want to email us anything, sometimes we do a mini game on here called Gamercade Countdown. Go send your stuff over to gamercade1986@gmail.com. That's where we take all your questions and stuff like that too, or our Facebook page. And we're on all podcast services around the world, newly on Google Play. So give that a download. If you want to add me on PSN or any of your plastic game boxes, I'm X, Kill X on X, and on Xbox Live. I'm Deadly Hellcast. That's Deadly, H-E-L-G-H-A-S-T. That's all together. And the same for Steam. Same name. So if you guys want to add me on there, that would be fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. This has been a GCN's Gamescast, episode 52. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Until next time.